From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Refugees held in Australian-run camps in the South Pacific will be resettled in the United States. Phil Mercer reports.
Under tough border security laws, asylum seekers intercepted trying to reach Australia by boat are sent to migrant centres at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and the tiny Republic of Nauru. They're forbidden from being resettled in Australia as part of strict policies aimed at deterring unauthorised boat arrivals that have been reduced to barely a trickle in recent years. Officials haven't said how many of the 1,200 migrants held in camps in the South Pacific would be allowed into the US or when the process would begin. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has taken the city and has raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital that the Iraqi government last year said was destroyed by militants. It is not known if the military has retaken the archaeological site. The operation is part of a campaign to drive militants out of Mosul. This is VOA News.